And just like that, we're live. Welcome back to When We Get Bored podcast. Sunday afternoon.
Episode seven. By the way, my computer may or may not have crashed. Like, for real.
Okay. Oh, no.
And it crashed so badly somehow that the hard drive, have you seen, like, my blue hard drive?
Yeah.
Everything on that was somehow, like, corrupted or, like,
whoa.
The date. I literally lost, like, everything. So everything that's not on the what is it, the SD card?
The SD card, yeah.
Is gone. So for, I have the audio, I can rip the audio from the Spotify or whatever. I can download the audio and I can put, like, a still image for YouTube. But, like, I literally can't do the video. But I reset everything, so my computer's good now. It should, and my internet should be good.
You just
now.
Lost everything.
Everything else.
Dang, that sucks.
Yeah, it's kind of good though, because my computer was a little messed up for a while.
Yeah.
So I had to, like, factory restart it, and everything like that. So.
That sucks. Well, at least you got it fixed out. Fixed.
Yeah. No, it was pretty messed up, but yeah, you had. What was that one thing we were going to talk about, though, the we both had a story on?
Oh, yeah. This past week, I went to Menards.
Oh, yeah.
And I was walking through. I was like, this place is like a grocery store.
Oh, the extra aisles and stuff?
Yeah. Like, they don't just have, like, a snack aisle. They have, like, full-on groceries.
Yeah, like...
And it just confuses me because, like, Home Depot doesn't have... Or Lowe's doesn't have a grocery aisle, but Menards does.
Menards is way bigger, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a lot bigger.
So I feel like they just
have... I was confused on why.
No, I remember the first time I noticed that was like 2 years ago. I went in there to get... I went in there to get LED lights, and I was lost looking for them. And I was like, why is there like a grocery section? It's like they have more groceries than like a Walgreens does.
Yeah, which is weird.
Yeah.
Because it's like a place where you buy stuff for like construction stuff.
Right.
And it just seems kind of out of place.
And it's like, it'll have like frozen, like I understand a snack section that would be like heavier than Home Depot or Lowe's because like construction workers will get stuff.
Yeah.
But like who's getting like a frozen dinner?
Yeah.
Or like a frozen pizza?
My question is do people go to Menards just for groceries?
Oh, so what I was going to tell you about, my friend, he's a comic. One of the comics I work with sometimes. It's so funny because 2 weeks ago he told me, we were at an open mic, and he's like, dude, somehow we got to talk about Menards. He's like, yeah, I used to get groceries there.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, what? Like, you went out of your way to get groceries at Menards? He's like, well, I lived by a Menards. I didn't live by a grocery store. I had just, like, he had just gone through a divorce, and he's like, I didn't know how groceries worked.
Yeah.
And he said for a year, he only got groceries at Menards.
Wow.
Like, everything. He said they had, I was like, so, like, I was listing things off, like, what they had and what they had didn't have. And, I mean, it's still kind of limited.
Yeah, because I don't think they have, like, fresh produce.
They have, like, which, I mean, 35-year-old man or whatever is not eating a whole lot of fresh produce.
Yeah,
that's
true. Yeah, yeah.
And he's, like, milk, they have that. They have, like, frozen pizzas, which his diet must have been, like, so bad at that time.
Not much nutritional quality if he was getting it from Menards.
No, not at all. But, yeah, so we were going to talk about that. I just thought it was so funny how you just mentioned that, because like, it couldn't have been much, maybe a week and a half ago when I had a show in Roscoe or Rockton. He was telling me that when we were just like in the back and getting ready to go up. But yeah, I thought that was really funny.
Like, this is so like, this doesn't seem normal, but I guess.
You just noticed this?
Like, well, I've noticed that they've had it, but it just hit me.
How weird,
like,
it is.
Last week, it's like, this is extremely weird.
Yeah.
I wonder like... which we don't have to talk about it too much longer. But like the founder of Menards was like, so we got like construction people, let's just add like groceries.
Yeah, like moms and stuff. The reason we are kind of rushing through is actually we only have like 40 minutes. What time is it?
The time?
Yeah.
It's 8:20.
Okay, yeah, so we have like 40 minutes.
Yeah, because you got to be somewhere. How old would you say would be like the oldest that you would feel comfortable being having your delivery driver be?
Oh, that's a good question.
To what age would you be concerned that your food would get there on time and safely?
I feel like 40.
40?
Or like late 30s.
Yeah. So I saw a delivery driver for Domino's last week who I'm going to be, I think she was like 80, 85 years old.
Which Domino's is that?
The one on Riverside.
Okay. I think, actually, no, this was at Papa John's, but I saw a dude.
Yes, Papa John's, sorry.
Was it a dude?
No, it was a lady.
Okay, because I've seen a dude and a lady at the Papa John's that are like literally like in their, at least in their 70s. And I was wondering the same thing.
I would just be concerned because like usually you want your delivery drivers to be quick, get there in under, you know, 30 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
But it seems like an odd choice to choose someone elderly. I mean, they're not known for driving the fastest.
Well, you can't. The thing is, like, you can't, like, not hire someone because of, like, age or whatever. So, but you would think that they just wouldn't apply.
Yeah, like, at what age would you just be like, I'm just going to retire and just stay home, you know?
I worked at a Jimmy John's, and there was a guy, I don't know, I guess I'll just say his first name is Charles. I have to say his name.
I remember gone to that Jimmy John's. He is so nice.
He's, like, 70. I'm glad he works
because he's just... He's so upbeat.
Yeah, and he's a Jimmy John's delivery driver, but I shouldn't have said his name because then I could have said a lot more about him without it potentially affecting him. So I'm not gonna say the rest now that I made the mistake of saying his name. But he's a very cool, young at heart guy. Let's just say
he was very nice.
And yeah, he's super funny. But he would just he's at the age where, like, if he loses his job, he's like, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So take that as you may. And I remember one time he told me that there was some customer that didn't want to pay in cash. And he was like, get lost. And he just walked away, which is just such a born in the 50s or whatever you had to be. Yeah,
get lost, you know.
Get lost.
Most offensive thing they said back then.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, the delivery drivers, when I do DoorDash, sometimes I'll see like other DoorDashers that are like 75 and I kind of feel bad. I'm like, we have the same job. Like, that's not.
I wonder who is it more of like take effect on, like the older person or you? Like,
definitely them. Yeah. Definitely them, because they're not going to get a college degree, or like it's pretty much over for them at that point. Yeah. Skill wise, like they are who they are. Whereas with me, it's like, maybe I can develop. I don't know. We'll see.
You have some room for developing still.
I have some time, at least.
Speaking of DoorDash, I was doing DoorDash today, and I made a pretty big mistake. So it was at Chili's, and I go in, and the order was for Shauna. Shauna W. was her name.
Oh, wait, pause 1 second. So you weren't eating at Chili's?
No, I was just doing DoorDash.
Oh, okay. I thought you were eating. He told me earlier, I thought you were eating at Chili's, and I was kind of jealous. Okay, can you continue?
So the name was Shauna W. So I was like, hi, I have a DoorDash for Shauna. So I bring out, and the guy's like, Sean W? I was like, yep. And so I grab it.
Oh.
I go to the address of Shauna W, and they're like, this isn't our food. I was like, oh, boy.
What are the odds?
Yeah, so I take it back. Turns out there was a Sean W and a Shauna W. And so by the time I get back, another delivery driver picked up Shauna W.
Oh, that's really unfortunate.
Yeah. So I waited there for a little bit. I tried to get Chili's to make the food again, which they offered to make it again, but they couldn't.
Did you get to keep it?
No, I left it there in case Sean came back. So I guess I told Shauna to try and get a refund, mm-hmm. which is usually pretty easy. I was just extremely lucky that I got someone super nice like Shauna.
Yeah.
She was super nice
about it. Did you explain the whole situation to her?
Yeah, I did. I made sure to be very explicit.
What did she say? Did she say like...
She's like, oh, okay, that's... Because she...
I mean, you can't really be mad about
that. Yeah, because she called Chili's as well, and she heard that it was someone with the same name as Sean W. She was like, oh, what are the odds that someone has like the exact same name? Because I just figured it was like a typo on Chili's part.
Yeah.
But no, it was another delivery driver, another person that ordered at the same time with one letter difference.
Yeah.
And the same last name.
It's like Gus.
Yeah, I think he should have put him in the cage.
It'll be all right.
It'll be all right, yeah.
Yeah.
So that sucked.
I had a much worse mistake when I had just started. Gus. Sorry. I mixed up. It was similar names as well, but it was also one was China Express and one was Teriyaki Express.
Oh no.
And so I mixed it up, and it just made me look racist when I had to, when I had to explain the situation. So I was like, no. It was like the same thing, and they're like, yeah. Oh, it's the world, the same people. They didn't actually say that, but
maybe they were thinking it behind.
Just looked bad for me at least. Yeah. But
I got attacked by birds a couple of days ago at Rock Cut.
What kind of birds?
They weren't pigeons. I'm not sure the exact name, but they were just like your regular size.
Doves?
No. I don't know what kind of
birds. I don't know why I assumed doves.
They were just like little birds. I didn't even get attacked. But I was at the tree swimming.
Oh yeah, the jump tree.
Yeah, the jump tree. And I see these like three birds, and they're like flying, and two of them dip down and like soar over my head. I was like, oh, that was weird. They did it like three or four more times. So I don't know why they just kept like dipping down.
What color were you wearing? You wearing a hat?
No, I was swimming.
What color? You weren't wearing a shirt, I'm guessing. Okay, so sometimes they're weird with like bright colors. Did I show you a video of that turkey that like was chasing my car?
Yeah,
it was. I think it might have been just like the red Jeep, or it was just a weird turkey. I don't know, but it was like cornering me. Like it would like run in front of me when I tried to go forwards. It would run behind me when I tried to go backwards. And it was like a street that was like kind of hard to maneuver around. So I was just kind of screwed at the mercy of this turkey. And it got so bad. I was literally there for like 10 minutes. I'm like, I might kill this turkey. Like it might just have to happen.
Accidentally hit it with the car.
And no, it was at that point, it was going to be on purpose.
Well,
and,
accidental. Yeah. Someone asked.
And I started to grow. I think I had that video. I got to get that video at some point. I was like, I should have put that on TikTok or something. Because he was like, and he would run next to me like a freaking emu. And it was fast. Like, that dude was hauling cheeks. And, yeah, I don't know. Also, one time, I walk outside of Walgreens. And, like, literally the second I get out above, like, the overhanging thing, I get a goose flies by and just lays one right on my hair the second I walked out. And I'm like, okay. And I didn't had to walk back through the store to go wash my hair out. I was like 11 or something like that. But I mean, what are the like, why were they flying so close to the building? First of all, it was a goose, and it just just laid one on me.
Goose are usually pretty consistent with just crapping wherever they want.
Yeah. Were you there when we had the discussion of do you think a swan has ever killed someone?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Who was that with? I don't remember. I was talking to Zach, and we were trying to decide if we think that a swan could probably mess you up, right?
Yeah, because they like flap their wings and like attack you.
Do you think a swan could kill someone?
Probably not. I think the person could fend off a swan.
Have you seen a swan lately? Like, they're huge.
Yeah, but like grab it by its neck.
I know. Well, I understand that, but I'm saying, say someone was just having horrible instincts. Like, how long would it take you if you were like, if your arms were taped to your side to get killed by a swan?
I have no.
Like, if
idea.
You couldn't, if you couldn't defend yourself, could it even kill you?
I don't think so.
They got like, couldn't they just pound you with the beak? Nah, they probably.
Yeah, but what would that?
Head trauma? Someone's probably head, at some point at least. Okay, what about like three swan?
Maybe.
Because they could like fly on you and just like keep hitting
maybe.
You.
Maybe. Can they like bite? Can swans bite?
Yeah, they can.
Maybe.
I don't know. I was just curious because I was walking by one and I was like, why am I kind of intimidated by this thing? Because they're huge.
People are always told not to mess with swans. So there's obviously a reason.
Right. I mean, yeah. Because it's like, it can mess you up at least. What about the what's the big eagle? Is that the bald eagle that's the biggest one? Can that kill a person?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so why can't a swan?
Because it's a swan.
It's not
an eagle.
Is an eagle way bigger than a swan?
Yeah. Eagles are huge.
Like, look up, wait, can we look something up? Oh, I don't have my phone with me. I want to know how big an eagle is. Like a big, like what's the biggest eagle?
Like its wingspan?
The wingspan, I feel like, doesn't matter that much as much. Like, how many pounds can it lift? Because I know they can lift, like, small dogs and stuff. Like, how much does a eagle, like, the biggest eagle weigh?
The Philippine eagle is the largest eagle in the world in terms of length and wing surface.
Okay.
Ranging from 8 to 18 pounds, the Philippine eagle averages 3 feet in height from the tip of its crown feathers to its tail.
3 feet. So that's like, that's a yardstick. Holy cow, that's huge.
Yeah.
Hey, look up, as an eagle ever killed someone.
I'm reading a little more on this. Philippine average... average wingspan of 7 feet. that's taller than me.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, a lot taller than me. Okay, just off the top of your head, do you think an eagle's ever killed someone?
Yes.
Like this, like a single eagle. Look it up.
Like, look at that beak. Like, that could puncture.
Oh, yeah.
That could puncture
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Look it up.
What am I looking up?
Has an eagle ever killed someone? Like, there should be a result. We don't have to get an exact number. I'm just curious if there is.
Okay, so I put in has an eagle, and it came up. And the search suggestion came up, so. Various large raptors, like golden eagles, are reportedly attacking human beings, but it's unclear if they intend to eat them or if they've ever been successful in killing one. A series of incidents in which a marital eagle attacked and killed one child, as well as injuring two others, were recorded in Ethiopia in 2019.
So probably like a full-grown man.
No.
Not.
But a child,
okay,
who can't defend themselves and a lot more.
Okay, so a swan fragile. Definitely. A swan definitely can't
kill. The swan could probably kill a baby, which is kind of messed up to talk about, so we won't talk about that.
Yeah, we're gonna get demonetized before we ever got monetized. Yeah. It's not like we're hoping for it too. Yeah.
But just, we also, like, it's not fun to talk about little, like, swans killing babies. So
right,
we'll move on from the
anyway.
But that's crazy. 7 feet wingspan.
Yeah, that's insane. That's Yao Ming.
Yeah.
Or wait, no, Yao Ming's like 7'6". It said 7 to 8 feet, didn't it?
No, it just says 7 feet.
Oh, okay. That's Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's huge.
I saw like a, it's always hard to tell like how big they are when they're in the sky. You know, you can't really compare.
Yeah.
It's same with like an airplane. Like, you stand next to an airplane and you're like, oh my goodness. But then in the sky, you can't really get an idea of how big it is. But yeah, I think it would be so, like, imagine if just like straight up dinosaurs still were just like walking around.
I know, that would be crazy.
They think that like some minor forms of them still exist, like deep in the jungles and stuff.
Yeah, because like that, what's it called? The Gila monster.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
Technically,
yeah.
A dinosaur.
You think that dinosaurs, like, right? You think they existed, right?
Yeah, they existed.
There are people. There are some people that don't think that they like existed. Like,
yeah, some people are stupid. Dinosaurs definitely existed.
That's so. I mean, imagine how, because it's very possible. Like, if you were just born at a different time, that instead of going out and having to wonder what the weather was, just like, oh, I wonder if a freaking T-Rex is just gonna, like, that's just, yeah. What about dragons?
I don't know what, because, like, what's your definition of, like, the dragons, like, we always see?
Like video game dragons or, like, movie dragons.
Oh, I have no idea. Maybe. Probably not, though.
Do they have, like, skeletons of them? Like, do they have
dragons? I don't think so.
Because I know they have skeletons of dinosaurs.
But I know there was stuff that could, like, breathe fire. It was, like, spit.
What?
Not breathe, like, spit fire.
What's the difference? Like,
it was like they.
Like Bowser?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It was something with, like, the. How in their mouth and, like, some chemical.
That doesn't. I don't even make. That doesn't even make sense how that's possible. Yeah. Like, it's sick, though.
Yeah, that is pretty sweet.
Until,
like, your hut gets, you know, burned down from a dragon.
But do you think they would know to do it on purpose? Like, do you think they would see, like, oh, this is a wooden hut?
No, they'll probably do it out of the defense. So if someone, another, like, dinosaur attacked them or something.
Yeah, so, I mean, definitely they weren't, like, you know, in the movies and stuff like that, they'll have dinosaurs, they purposely go up to, like, wood stuff.
Yeah, and just destroy
it. Probably, if it ever did happen, it was just straight up just coincidence of, like, oh, I was burning Jeffrey, and then there was a stack of hay next to him, or whatever.
I met a famous rapper. Well, maybe not famous. Actually, he was supposed to be famous. Pretty famous rapper. What day was it? Thursday, I think?
Was it Chance the Rapper?
It was not, no. Cooler than Chance the Rapper. So I have it all written down because so much happened. Oh. So we were working at this house. It was on Ridgeview off of State Street. And this van pulled up to us. It was pretty full of stuff. It seemed like a lot of junk, some like Miller Lite cans and boxes and stuff in the back seat. And it was a pretty rusted van. This guy comes up to us. Yeah, I have it all written down here because it was a lot. So I'm just going to read it and not look at you. So he said his name is Dan. He didn't tell us his Vapo name.
He didn't tell you?
Probably he couldn't because of legal reasons. So we gave him the name Domino Dan. Well, Travis did. My boss did.
Okay.
So he says, he's like, he goes up to us. I'm just going to basically say what he said. He's like, I'm a legend, man. I've rapped with Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg. These are real gold chains I got on. He said he had 20 million. He said he had 20 million in the bank. He just bought a house like 20 minutes from here that he needed. He needed all help. He wanted all help like fixing it up and stuff, the house that he bought. Yeah, he needed help getting ready. And then he said he had it like that. He had the money like that.
Oh, he had it like that?
Yeah, and he pulled out like wads, like
the cash?
Of hundreds, yeah. He pulled it out of his pocket, like stuffed up.
Estimate.
Of hundreds. I don't know. Probably a few hundred, 300.
That's nothing.
It's a wad. That's a wad, though. Anyways.
$300?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Okay.
All right. Maybe not a ton, but for like carrying around in your pocket, yeah. Mm. And he said he couldn't even count at all. So that's how much it was. And so he wanted to buy us lunch, so he gave us $20. He's like, and we tried like, no, you don't need to do that. But he was like, come on, man, I got it like that. You know, I can't even count it all. So he just gave us $20 to go buy lunch. So, yeah, that was the famous Vapa that I met.
But if he had it like that, wouldn't he have given you like 40?
Well, yeah. Right? That's what we were trying to go for. Like, not trying to go for. But
trying to get at?
Yeah, I mean, that would have been nice to be given like 100, you know. Yeah. But he probably does that a lot, you know. And his management probably said not to go over like $20 because then people would try and, you know, take advantage of him.
I'm going to be honest with you.
What's that?
I think this guy was lying to you.
Yeah.
You think so?
He was high as a kite.
Oh, so this, you
I'm
were...
I'm not serious. No.
I thought you were being serious.
No, this is all a joke. I thought it was pretty obvious. But
I know.
I gave him a name.
I'm out of... Oh, this makes so much more sense now.
Yeah, this is a big joke.
Was there
But actually, all that I said, he said.
Did he actually give you $20?
Yes, he did.
I thought, I was like, does Channing actually believe this guy? I was concerned.
Did a good job of saying
he said it was so seriously. And I didn't want to break it to you, but I was like, I feel like $300. And I was like,
he just put out a wad of cash. So I'm not sure how much.
When you were like, well, his management probably don't. I was like, I don't know about that. Okay, that's really. Did he actually follow up with like having you guys do?
Not yet. No, we figured he drove away, and 5 minutes later, he completely forgot that he met us because he was definitely on something.
Yeah, we met a former NFL player in the NFL in Nashville.
Well, didn't that check out though?
Yeah, I'm not gonna say name. Of him because I'll explain after, but like I don't want to. There has been like constant news of this guy being in and out of like,
yeah, and that's what we found out.
Problems,
and you guys were like, hey, we should totally hang with this guy. And I was like, no, we'll leave.
I still think we should have.
I think we would have regretted it a lot.
I think it would have been maybe you might be right, but. Yeah. Yeah, we did met, and he was like trying to hang with us.
Yeah, he was like super chill.
Yeah, but that was probably, and I was like, I think this guy was like, he's a unit.
Yeah, he was
like,
a beast.
He was short, but you know, a lot of running backs are.
Yeah.
But anyway, that we met him, and so I thought it was like the same type of situation, but with a rapper.
No.
And I was like, why is a rapper in Rockford? Like, I guess Chicago's close enough, but.
Yeah, he just offered up all that information just.
You know,
just to flex on us, I guess.
I saw on Facebook this comic that I kind of know. Apparently, he followed Chance the Rapper. Like, so Chance the Rapper went up at a comedy club, Laugh Factory in Chicago. And it was an open mic night, and Chance the Rapper said he could do stand up. He could not do stand up.
No.
And there's like a 40 second clip of it, and it didn't go very well. But this comic went up after him, and he's like, "How do you follow Chance the Rapper, especially if he like bombs?" Like, yeah. That's such a weird.
Because usually you're like, you kind of like poke fun at the person if they did kind of bad. I mean, not a lot, but you kind
of
like.
I try not to do that. A lot of people do. I don't think that, like, I don't think I'm, like, better than people who do that. But kind of just the way I see it is, like, it just kind of feels like a cheap way of getting a laugh to me, at least, to just go up there, like,
something. Yeah, but
just,
you definitely can't diss Chance the Rapper.
Not in Chicago.
Yeah. But I mean, is he from Chicago?
Yeah, he's very, very active in Chicago. But, yeah, I saw that, and I was like, what the heck? I can't even imagine following. I think the weirdest thing that I had happen to me when I was on stage was, I don't know if you remember, there was an NFL game where there were a bunch of cats that like came out, and it was all over social media for a while. It was around Halloween, and they ran out on the field, and it took them like 5-10 minutes to get the cats. I was on stage when that happened on the TV live. And as you can imagine, everyone is going to watch that. And so I was just standing there like, I don't know what to say now, because everyone, yeah, there's a TV in the back and everyone is gathered around there. So I just kind of awkwardly stood there, and I'm like, I drove 45 minutes for this. This is horrible. Like, I'm just, and there's nothing you can say that's as interesting as a cat juking out a running back. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. That's just,
and yeah, that's going to take top priority in any
you
situation.
Just, at that point, you just got to take the L. But yeah, that was probably the weirdest thing, which is nothing compared to following Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be doing stand-up anytime soon again, though. You know who I think could do stand-up as a rapper is Tyler, the Creator. Do you know anything about Tyler?
I know a little bit.
He's really
funny. I've heard he's, like, very genuine and a funny guy.
He's very funny. There's, like, there's this weird thing going on with, like, I don't care if he's gay or not, but, like, I really don't care in terms of, like, I'm not going to be mad if he is. But, like, in his earlier songs, he says, I guess you could say, some homophobic stuff. But lately, he's been, like, literally saying, like, oh, like, I kissed a guy and stuff like that. Which is
quite the 180 degree.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know what to take this as. And some people are like, oh, he's saying it so that he can't get canceled. In which case, I guess, kind of respect. But
yeah, so some people are just uncancelable.
Tyler, the Creator, is definitely one of them, you know. But, He could actually do stand up. I'll show you a clip later.
So it's like the same thing with Eminem. Like, Eminem used to do a ton of gay bashing
His
old songs. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I never listened to Eminem, and that's pretty intentional. You like Eminem.
I do. I like Eminem an awful lot.
I just feel like, what's the most recent good song Eminem's had?
Godzilla.
What year is that?
Last year, 2019, with Juice WRLD.
Would I know it if I heard it?
Probably.
Okay, I'll play it after. I just feel like he's, and I'll admit, Kanye has had the same thing. Like, Kanye hasn't been dropping his most vicious stuff lately. I do think that his album, Ye, was good. Like, it had like 8 songs on it, and I think 7 of them are good. But I don't know. People didn't like that one very much.
Yeah. You were telling me, you were talking about Kanye's gospel album. Did you know Justin Bieber dropped a gospel album as well?
No, I didn't.
Early this year? It's good.
That flew under the radar.
I know. I don't know. I think because he released it like right after Justice.
Okay.
So I think it kind of went unnoticed.
You know,
but it was good.
Chance the Rapper had a Christmas album, and I was so disappointed.
So a rap Christmas album.
It was not his finest work, and I love Chance the Rapper. Probably, am I the biggest Chance the Rapper fan? You know,
that I know. I mean, but you're the only Chance the Rapper fan I know.
Why are you like so? Why you guys always diss him like that for no reason?
I didn't diss him. Okay. I just said you're the only one.
Do you
I know.
Think he's bad?
I haven't listened to any of his songs.
I listen to him in the car all the time. And we're in the car together all the time.
Yeah, but like purposefully. But like the ones that you've played, I mean, I haven't found to be the most entertaining.
Okay, but that's because you like Metallica and stuff.
I mean, you're rap and what I guess is it rap, hip hop?
What?
The like Chance.
Chance that, the rapper.
Yeah.
The rapper. Isn't,
yeah, well rap and hip hop. Rap and hip hop can kind of go in the instances can go. So it's just not really my style.
But you like Eminem.
Yeah, but Chance's style.
Okay. I guess it makes sense. Oh, so it is Chance's style now. It's not Lil Wayne's?
Yeah.
You were just messing with me?
On that one, yeah.
Okay. They all dog me about Kanye and Chance the Rapper like every time our group of friends hangs out, because they're all like Drake stands.
Do you want to... You can talk about this later, but if it's quick, do you want to explain the stan thing? Because I know it originated with Eminem. So wasn't Stan like a super huge Eminem fan?
I don't even know. I like the term Stan.
Yeah.
I really like, it's one of those things where like I've heard it and I understand what it means. It's just like a super fan, I think. I don't know what Stan, like how it originated.
Eminem has a song about a fan that writes him a bunch of letters.
You want to look it up?
Yeah.
Like where the term Stan originated. Because that's kind of something I've only known. And
someone that dropped a diss track on Eminem said you're trying to be the OG so bad you stand yourself. So I'm thinking
I genuinely do not know.
So Stan was a song by Eminem.
Look up like Stan in Urban Dictionary, like where it originates.
Yep, that was the second. A reference to the Eminem song Stan. The song is about an overly obsessed fan named Stan who writes letters to Eminem and ends up driving off a bridge. Yep, this was in the song. And ends up driving off a bridge with his pregnant wife because Eminem didn't write him back.
Oh my gosh.
1 second, let me finish. The term means a very, very overzealous and obsessed fan of a celebrity, band, cast of a TV show or movie.
Dude, I feel so bad for Eminem. Like, to have to deal with that?
Yeah.
That's horrible. That's like, that's genuinely horrible.
I wonder how long until he wrote the song about that. Cause
I really want to listen to that song in the car on my way to the
gym. It's sad.
I will never trash Eminem again.
He's like, I wrote letters to you over and over, but you just won't write me back. And I put so much love into you and you're not giving any back.
Because like, I've heard of fans that do that where they like threaten to kill themselves if they don't respond. And I genuinely, that is one thing about celebrities. Like I know.
But like, sorry, finish what you're saying and then I'll talk.
But like, there's nothing you can do because you technically, like it's impossible. You only have so much time in the day. And if you give that attention to one person because they do that, then someone else is going to. So you literally have no option but to ignore it and just hope for the best. Which is horrible. And like,
how is someone so obsessed with someone that they would kill themselves, their child, and their wife over an ordinary man? Because that's all. I mean, Eminem is a legend, but he's just a man. He's not a god. He may think he's the rap god, but he's not a god.
It's a little
philosophical there, but yeah, he's just a guy.
I have a level of respect for him now to be able to continue to like just function as a person. Cause I feel like that would mess with me to the way that like, I like, I'm mad.
Yeah, it's pretty old Eminem, like bleached hair Eminem.
When was this like around?
I'm going to say 2005, just out of guess.
Cause I'm just trying to imagine like if I ever got to the point where like I did stand up and like I actually had like fan, like legit fans, and that happened to me, I don't know if I would ever be able to do stand up again.
2000.
Jeez.
So very early.
That's horrible. I did not know. That's really interesting to know that that's where that comes from. And now people just use it as like a casual term.
Yeah. Well, now that's what it means.
Right. It's just been kind of watered down.
Yeah. Cause it used to be like so crazy, but now it's probably just used.
Like if you would have told me that off of the podcast, I would have thought for sure you were messing with me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like I definitely would have thought you were screwed. Like I know you're not gonna just like spread lies on here.
Yeah, but no, yeah, that's I always just figured it was a fan, and then I remembered the song, so I put two and two together.
Yeah, that's really, that's good. It's coincidental that we were literally talking about Eminem and called like some, we were saying Eminem stands or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, it's an actual thing now, yeah.
Huh. Did you have any other main topics? Not like we're going to have a problem filling time. I just wanted to make sure you had time to hit anything else.
No, yeah, that was all the big thing was the famous Vapa.
Okay.
That was the big thing. That was the highlight of my week. That made my day. It was so funny.
You've been having weird stuff happen to you, man.
Yeah, I mean, that person coming up to me was me and Travis was more of like a you thing.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely the time. Dude, I think I'm just turning into a boomer. Like yeah. I said, like I just... I'm glad though. I just needed to settle down.
I got another. We've done this for the past 2 weeks now.
Oh, the food thing.
But we can talk about anything else. We can save that for last.
Okay.
Because it's not super. It's not super crazy.
I feel like I'm just messed up from that like that Eminem thing. Like that. I almost can't like just random. Like
we need to go listen to it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this. My food fusion thing, and then we'll go break down the lyrics. So.
Okay. Yeah, because I can't wait to hear.
So I looked up a bunch, like, the weirdest food combinations, and, like, you see the ones, like, I saw two, actually, so I'm going to talk about two. One of them was Cheetos and milk.
Oh.
Which apparently is good, because, like, a lot of people, it sounds like nasty, cereal? But it's good. I guess it would be Cheeto cereal, yeah. And then... The next one is PB&J with Doritos, just nacho
like,
Doritos.
Okay, so do I have to pick which one I would try of those two? That's what we should start doing, dude. We should finding start picking two
yeah.
that are like pretty equally weird. Of those, I
would do the Doritos.
I would do the Doritos.
I have more of a chance that that's tasting good than the... Because like the Cheetos would get soggy.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than like anything soggy.
No, yeah. I would definitely do the Doritos and PB&J. I actually think that there's a decent chance that could not be horrible.
Yeah, it's obviously not that bad. I mean, some people probably don't like it, but it's just like the nacho Doritos and then regular PB&J.
I feel like weirdly the thing that would gross me out, I guess I was thinking of it in terms of like an Uncrustable and just like getting the nasty Dorito dust smeared on it and just looking disgusting. But no, that actually doesn't sound horrible at all. I would do that. I would try that for sure. You guys went and got ramen without me.
Yeah. I told you this before.
We talked about it.
We talked about getting...
I was excited,
We talked about getting pho. And we just... I don't know how you didn't come up and... It was kind of put together last minute.
No, I feel it. I get it.
But...
I get it.
Yeah. And then we went to... we went to Devil's Lake yesterday.
What day is yesterday?
Saturday.
I wouldn't have been able to anyway.
Yeah. Because you said that you were working Saturday. All day. So, yeah. So
we're going on Wednesday, right? We're planning on potentially.
I don't think I'm going to be able to go because of work.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to try and go like multiple times because it was so fun.
Was there like a beach there?
There was a beach.
So you can like actually like swim beach?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's more fun. There is funner stuff to do than the beach, which we found out. There's like a rock that you can jump off into water.
Oh, that's cool.
And stuff. And then like hiking if you like that. So I'd like to see the view.
I feel like I need to get like some type of hiking shoe.
Yeah, you have to get some hiking experience.
Yeah.
But yeah, nothing crazy happened at Devil's Lake. It was a pretty it was a fun day.
Is it pouring?
It is pouring outside right now.
Oh, we needed that, dude.
Yeah, well, it's been so dry.
Oh, I was gonna ask you, I mean this... Would you... I had talked about it. I'm planning on doing a bonfire.
Yes, you told me about that last week.
But we've kind of been waiting for it to rain.
Uh-huh.
And that's a good sign.
That's the
rain. So
wow, yeah.
This week I'm thinking about doing it.
Okay.
And I also want to do... Like, I have this TV. It's like an old school TV. And I'm going to put, like, the GameCube outside with, like, an extension cord. So, like, we can play video games. Like, old GameCube video games.
You know what we should do?
Yeah.
We should get Mr. Marquez's
N64. Does he have or Atari?
No, his what's it called? Projector.
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't know where we would put that.
This side of the house. Do you have like a long side of the house to put it on?
I see.
I think they also have like a sheet. You can also
hang up like a sheet. Yeah. Okay. So, actually, I know exactly where to do it. The fence lining.
Yeah.
In the backyard, put a sheet over it, and then use that.
Perfect. Yeah.
But I was thinking,
because I want to have some friends, like obviously our friends, and then I have a couple others, and then my girlfriend, and then her, a couple of
my
friends.
Are you going to update? I mean, you don't have to give details, but do you want to
say the
status?
Okay, so like we said, I don't want to go deep into details, which is a good idea. I was thinking the same thing. But yeah, we are dating now, and so there's that.
What was her name?
Rachel.
Rachel, yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, so the reason I do that...
No, it's fine. It's totally understandable, yeah.
When I, like, doing stand-up, you'll just run into crazy people. And, like, when I was doing the podcast, like I said, there was a point where it was actually getting my podcast in its peak. It was getting a couple thousand listens a week, which isn't a ton, but considering it's audio.
Yeah.
And I actually had people, like, consistently writing in, doing questions and stuff like that at one point. There was, like, a month where it really popped off a bit. And then I kind of just... stopped right around COVID, which I wish I wouldn't have done, because I think it could have been not big now, but just like relatively. Yeah. I think it could have been realistic to have like 5-10,000 listens a week at this point.
Probably,
but,
yeah.
But it is what it is. Like, it was good for me to get time and space away from things during COVID, because it was just like, what was I going to talk about? Protests, yeah. And COVID, and it wouldn't have been fun. But there were just some weird people. You would just, like, I remember one time I got, like, an anonymous message, and that's why I didn't like putting pictures of my girlfriend at the time public, because I had one person who was pissed off about something I said, and they literally... Have I told you about that?
No.
Oh, yeah, dude. I would get messages from people just that would, like, literally threaten to kill me. Like, and I was like, what? Like... This and I would like look at their page and be some like 40-year-old. Like,
yeah.
What is? Do you not have better stuff to do? And it's just some just for some joke I would make, and then doing stand up too. So I don't know. I'm probably being paranoid about it, but I'd rather not say the name for now at least. But yeah, we're dating, and I did not plan on that. You know, months ago didn't.
Yeah.
But she's the only person that I would date, like seriously, would date seriously. Just because, you know, I've been friends with her for a long time too. But yeah, I don't know how much I'm not going to update on like specifics of stuff, but there, it's like kind of a weird question to ask. Like, I know you've only asked it once, you know, and I've only asked it twice. So it's not like we have a lot of experience, but it's kind of like when
when
you go from like I know we're hanging out a lot and I know we're basically dating, but to just be like, hey, like you want to be my girlfriend? Like, it just such sounds.
Seems so elementary. Yeah,
it does. But it's like, you do kind of have to ask. And I just did. And she's like, yeah, we kind of already were. And I was like,
speaking of official, yeah.
Yeah. But you've hung out with her a couple times.
Super cool.
Yep. That's probably as specific as we will get.
Yeah, that probably is. Yeah.
Anyway. All right. I think we hit everything else.
Yeah.
That's
pretty much it.
All right. I'm going to go get ready to train.
Yeah. Get to the gym. We'll see you guys later next week.
Bye.